We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. And guys, we have another signing in the makes for the Indianapolis Colts, and in a position that a lot of people didn't think we actually needed somebody. But here it comes. Former Houston, Denver, and Miami running back Philip Lindsay is coming to Indianapolis on a one-year deal. We don't know the extent of the contract yet. We don't know all the money situation yet, but I assume it'll probably be something around the brands of a couple million, probably. But again, guys, listen, guys, if you can't tell, I am excited. I love this pick. I love this acquisition. I really do. I think it's one of those moves, again, where people keep saying, oh, you know, did you really need to make that move? Well, you didn't really need to. But the potential of somebody like a Philip Lindsay is what gets you excited. Now, let me tell you a little bit. In case anyone doesn't know, Philip Lindsay, 5'8", 190 pounds. Smaller guy than what you normally would expect. Is 27. He's going to be 28 in late July. So he's going to be 28 coming into this season for Indianapolis. But Philip Lindsay, in my opinion, is ultimately a guy that can really compete for that second running back spot. I really, really do believe that. Philip Lindsay is a phenomenal guy. I mean, when he was a rookie, his first two seasons in Denver, he looked like he was about to be the next best running back in the NFL. I mean, that's what this guy was. Now, granted, again, some things have changed since then. 2020, he had a few times where, you know, he had some injuries. In 2021, he played in 14 games, but he played 10 with Houston, only played 4 games with Miami. So, you know, things definitely were a struggle for him when he went to Houston. But nevertheless, again, this is a guy I am so excited to get. Remember, his first two seasons, he ran for over 2,000 yards in those two seasons and had 16 touchdowns. And he also was able to catch some out of the backfield as well with them. So again, this guy is a multi-purpose back. And you know, everyone was kind of wondering, you know, why would you go out and get another running back, you know, when it comes to you signed two undrafted free agents, right, that were running backs. I think even three for that matter. And you had Deion Jackson on the roster. So it really didn't make a lot of sense for Indianapolis to go and sign another running back. But I think what this move makes is it makes for an interesting conversation. I've been seeing a lot of Colts Nation talking about Nyheim Hines moving to slot receiver a little more. Is that the possibility of what we're going to see now with Philip Lindsay now being a running back? Again, Philip Lindsay might be small, but he runs hard. I mean, this guy is a lot stronger than what his physique tells you. Honestly, he is bigger than 5'9", 190. He runs like a 6 foot, 210 pound running back. He really does. I don't doubt it at all. This guy just runs his heart out in every play. He's a smart running back. He's a veteran in this league. Like I said, he's going to be 28 going into this season. So you get, again, a guy that can help take some snaps away from Jonathan Taylor. You know, again, we're going to expect Jonathan Taylor to still run 15, 20 times maybe a game, but Phillip Lindsay getting 5 carries a game plus, that would be great. That helps with the usage of Jonathan Taylor, keeps him fresher going down the stretch of games where we really need Jonathan Taylor. And I think that is what makes this move so much more sense. Again, a player that can help keep Jonathan Taylor even more fresh than what he usually is. It allows you to do some more things with Nyheim Hines. If Nyheim Hines is truly not your second running back coming out of the backfield, right? It allows you to now do a multitude of different things with Nyheim Hines, show off some different looks and sort of things like that. And again, it strengthens that group as is. We know the two running backs, but we don't know of anyone else behind them that has any experience. Phillip Lindsay is now the guy. This running back room is clearly the best now. There's not a single team that has a better running back room than the Indianapolis Colts with this signing of Phillip Lindsay. And again, I know some people say, pump the brakes, Derek. He's not been the same since early 2020. I understand that. But again, the teams that he's been playing for and the circumstances that came into it, you know, he had some unfortunate circumstances. I can only imagine this guy running behind the Colts offensive line. This is a perfect setting for him. This is going to be the best run blocking offensive line he has had his entire career. And he had Denver for a few years as a run blocking offensive line and still was getting over 1,000 yards. You know, like I can only imagine, you know, being able to see him run the ball, you know, 50, 60 times this next year and, you know, be able to get that 300 yards, you know, that extra time away from Jonathan Taylor that Jonathan Taylor can really use to rest up. I mean, Phillip Lindsay is a guy you can throw out there for a possession or two and give Jonathan Taylor some rest. So I love this move. The potential with Phillip Lindsay is still there. I love what I'm seeing from this. I must say I'm pleasantly surprised. I did not expect to come off work today and expect to see the Colts signing Phillip Lindsay. I didn't even realize Phillip Lindsay was even, you know, available. So I'm very happy, guys. I love this move. I want to hear your thoughts on this, on what the Colts are doing here with adding Phillip Lindsay. I love this move. Let me know what you think. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Appreciate the support as always. And as always, guys, go Colts.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.